Morning, Donnie.
Good morning, Robert.
Welcome to the morning, R&D.
You know, my favorite part of the week is every day that you don't sing that song.
Well,
especially today when you threw in random falsetto.
You know, you got to spice it up from week to week.
I'm We're absolutely not feeling it.
We're how many episodes in it? We've done about 15 of these and we haven't figured it out. We just got to keep, you know, trying stuff out and see where it goes.
Yeah, I guess. If you must.
So I've got a question for you.
All right.
As is the format of our show.
Mm-hmm.
I've been curious about something about you. This is not a hypothetical question.
This is a getting to know you.
This is a we're developing and researching our friendship.
Yeah.
In the R&D.
Researching each other and developing our friendship.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. That's the tagline. Yeah. So I'm curious, what is your radio origin story? Like, how did you get here? Because you don't particularly strike me as a person who just woke up one day and was like, I'm going to talk on the radio today.
All right. So, I mean, ever since I hit puberty, people have been telling me that I had a voice for radio, which is a compliment. But I never really took them any seriously at all. Because, like, whatever, that's just a thing that you say, like, oh, I like your voice. You've got a voice for radio, whatever, whatever. And then years go by, I got fired from my job at Staples, and then I was like, I don't know what to do with my life, so I moved in with my, at the time, boyfriend, who lived in Peace River, and he had a roommate who worked here at the station.
Okay.
And it just so happened that they had an opening for the weekend position. And so she was like, you'll probably not get in because, you know, you need schooling, you need training, blah, blah, blah. But like, you might as well put in your resume and you might get in. And I was like,
shoot,
okay, cool. So I wrote up a resume, put it in. And then I went to do the interview with the manager at the time. And I sat down with him. We had a really lovely conversation for about 20 minutes. And then he sort of like gave me this look. He's like, why are you here? I was like, this is a job interview. And then he looks and he's like, oh, this is a resume.
He thought you were just coming to hang out with him.
He was like trying to figure out who I was that whole time. So he like looks over my resume and he's like, okay, well, you have no schooling. So I'm going to be real with you.
If you're not
literally qualified. If literally a single other person applies for this position, they have it over you. I'm like, that's cool. And he's like, we've got like 5 other people that were trying to get into this position, so you're probably not going to get it. And a week later, I had the job.
What happened to those other 5 people?
I guess they got offers from other stations.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But they were like all people out of school, and they were just like looking for work, and they found something somewhere else. So eventually I started working here, and I was just the weekend guy for like a solid year and a half.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Just really just
completely unqualified just for the job.
I love that yeah. Now you're here, like, how many years later? 4 or 5, something like that?
We're gonna be at 5 in September.
Dang.
Yeah.
All right, nice.
Yeah.
All right, good answer.
Thanks. Welcome back to the morning, R&D.
I love it when you do it, because it fills me with joy when you get mad that I do it and then do it after we come back.
Yeah. I hate it when you do it. I also hate it when I do it, but I feel like I'm resigned
to do it. And I love when both of us do it.
Of course
you do. Inside you, there are 2 wolves.
One sings the song and the other hates the song.
Both of them sing the song, but only one of them likes it.
All right, tell me your origin story.
My radio origin story starts off exactly the same as lots of men, which is there was a girl. There was a girl in junior high that I really liked.
Mm-hmm.
Her name was Laura. Shout out to Laura. And she was really into podcasts.
Sure.
And I didn't really know what they were. And she was like, she was always talking about Welcome to Night Vale, which,
of course,
yeah, was big at the time, right? When I was
2013.
In junior high. Yeah, somewhere around that. 2012, 2013, kind of that era. And so I was like, okay, I'll listen to it. And then I got just kind of hooked on all podcasts and just like really got into like, I'm currently subscribed to about 3 dozen different podcasts. Like,
oh,
I listen to a lot of them. And so then
I
that
listened
was
to
it.
A podcast.
As though I was like, I literally like this. I want to, you know, do audio as a storytelling medium. And
sure, yeah.
That's kind of where I just went to school and did it, right?
Yeah.
So it started because a girl got me into podcasts.
And now you're here.
And now I'm here.
A year after being fired.
Yes. Well, we all have our ups and downs, don't we?
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
It's part of being in radio. Yeah. Unless you're Donnie, apparently.
Yeah.
And then, well, it isn't.
No, I've had lots of ups and downs, like, in the job. I've just never been, like, fired.
Yeah. Radio has a lot of turnover rate. That's something that they tell you in school, but a lot of people don't know, is that there's, you know, usually it's like a 2-year job. So yeah. you're an anomaly.
Well, I'm an anomaly because I don't have ambitions, so I'm not like trying to move to a new place and like get a better radio job. Meanwhile, everybody else that comes through is like, I want to work in a big city and have the morning show. I'm like, man, I don't care what I do. I just want to be happy.
Totally.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll come back to your question in a little bit again. It's going to be a 3-parter this morning.
Yay.
Welcome back to the morning R&D. Wow, we did it together.
We harmonized.
This time.
Yeah.
That wasn't planned. That just happened.
Yeah. I actually was legitimately, the whole time we were sitting there during the break, I was like, I know he's going to come back with the song. I'm going to harmonize with him. If we're doing a 3-parter, we might as well, you know, make it special.
Might as well.
Yeah.
So you've got a question.
I do have a question.
Let's get to your question.
It's maybe a little bit less personal. It's
sure.
It's just sort of a general question because a lot of people are talking about this right now. The you know, the new Alberta curriculum came out.
Sure, yeah.
Lots of people have opinions
there
about it.
There are opinions.
But I've just got a slightly related question for you. If you were writing the curriculum, what is one thing that you would add that is required learning for students?
You're going to have to give me a second to think about that.
I feel like I already know what your answer would be.
Okay, what do you think my answer would be?
Wait, no, I don't want to tell you what your answer is going to be, because that's going to be my answer if you don't say it.
Oh, okay, I see how this is going to go.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it'd probably be some kind of speaking type writing or a speaking like class.
Okay.
And I know a lot of kids would hate that because a lot of kids are like, when will I ever use this? But I know a really good chunk of kids absolutely would do that. Just having a class of like,
are you talking about like speech and debate?
No, I'm talking about just like, if maybe it was like an option class, maybe it's not like a core required class that's being like added to English, maybe it's like an option class of just like speech class of where you learn how to write using your voice and you learn how to talk using your voice. Because in school, like I've mentioned this a few times, I was really, really bad at English in school because as much as I love reading and as much as I love writing and all that stuff, I cannot write essays because essays do not use the type of writing that people speak in.
Yeah, for
sure. No one talks like that. And so I don't know. I just couldn't wrap my head around writing in a way that I don't speak. I'm incapable of writing in a way that isn't just my voice.
I mean, that's fair. I feel like that's the case for a lot of kids, for sure.
So I think maybe having a class where people, like kids, could develop that skill, I think would be really interesting. And maybe that's part of drama. Maybe that's just part of drama. Maybe I've just invented the drama option, haven't I? Like, that's just playwriting.
Well, that or like speech writing in English class is also a thing.
Anyway, that's my answer. That's just what I think is important. That's what I would like to see kids get, maybe that skill get nurtured a little more, because all I ever learned how to do was
a part of that class could also be just talking with your friends or talking with the teacher, just like have a conversation.
A conversation skill.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Like, teach, like, rhetoric.
Because we had...
We never taught rhetoric in school, and that's kind of a skill that should probably be taught more than it is.
When I was graduating for my French provincial, we actually had to do an oral segment where you just had to essentially just have a conversation about a topic for 10 minutes or something.
Yeah.
And that was the whole thing. So I feel like that could also be a good skill for students to learn in English, because a lot of people, they sort of have a baseline understanding of the language and they sort of just sort of go through the motions with the language, but they don't really think about what any of the words they're saying actually mean.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So I feel like that could definitely be added in to that class. My personal answer is people should be taught about like how to do taxes and how to like live in the real world.
Yeah.
Like
Popular answer.
Acclimatizing our kids to how they should be functioning in the real world.
True.
I had a really great teacher in high school that actually went away from the curriculum to specifically teach kids, here's how you do a job interview, here's how you write a
cover letter?
Curriculum vitae in English.
Resume?
Resume. We literally talked about resumes earlier today. They teach you how to write a resume. They teach you all of that stuff.
I mean, I did that.
Oh, did you?
I did that in grade 12. It was called CALM. It was called Career and Life Management.
Yeah, we did that in grade 10. And then we also had like mock interviews. We also had our teacher took an aside and taught us how to do taxes. But like nobody else in our school learned any of that. So I feel like that's sort of more important than mathematics, despite that having been my favorite class.
True. All right. Well, this has been a good week. I hope you have a good weekend, Donnie.
I hope you have a great weekend, too. I'll miss you.
Okay. I'll miss you, too. Okay. I do have one more bit that I wanted to talk about because I thought of another answer for your question.
Yeah.
I want to change my answer to what should be added. Instead, make home ec mandatory instead of having home ec be an option.
That I 100% agree with. I mean, that kind of ties into what I was saying. Is
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Teach people how to exist in the world.
Exactly.
Teach them how to cook for themselves. Teach them how to
expand
clean
on that.
Their house. Teach them how to all that stuff.
Because I took it was two separate classes in my junior high. It was just like foods, and then it was called fashion, which I thought was funny because it didn't teach you about fashion, as is very evident with the clothes that I wear.
We also had a class called fashion that was about learning how to sew and make clothes.
But I did that one. I don't know why I picked it at the time. Like, I don't know what 12-year-old Robert was like. I don't know. He was just being a boss and wanted to be the only dude in this, like, all-girls class called fashion. But, like, I did it, and I loved it so much in grade 7 that I did it, like, all the way rest through. Because it's fun. It's fun to do. It's fun to sew.
So,
and also, like, just you learn so much. And, like, I feel like I have way more life skills that just everybody should know. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved fashion class.
That's
pro
great.
Tip to all the nerds out there is just take fashion class and hang out with girls all day. It's wonderful.
Sure.
Okay, it's time for us to go. It's time for us to get out of here.
All right, see you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
I already said I'd miss you, so.
Okay, I'll miss you too.
I won't miss you this time.